Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell this story because I know it's true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best, seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new song, 'twill be the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. To tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love.
You think there's no one out there who understands or cares, and you feel God would not listen if you even had a prayer. Your faith has been so shaken, you can't get down on your knees, and disappointment is keeping you from saying, "Father, please." God knows, God knows. He feels the pain you bear. God
He's calling in the silence when you do not hear a sound. He whispers to your spirit when the answers can't be found, saying, "Fear not, I am with you, right where I've always been. So cast your cares upon me, I am your friend." God knows, God knows. He feels the pain you bear. God knows,
This is Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio.
is the life that I longed for. Here is the place that I adore. I'm not in prison anymore, for you've brought me out into your marvelous light. Come, my friend, let me remind you again. Forget the dark places you've been, for now you are a child of his, a child.
Take me now. can't heal the sick nor cause the blinded eyes to see. A sinner's empty soul I cannot save.
I am nothing more than what the Lord has given me,
and through His grace alone I boldly say, God can and He will. He can move the mountains tall and speak the water still. If you believe, you will see that everything impossible will soon be possible. God can and He will.
Presence, Lord, I fall down to my knees, knowing You are there to carry on. I received Your love and mercy undeservedly. In my every weakness, You are strong. God can, and He will. And speak the water still. If you believe, you will see that everything impossible will soon be possible. God can and He will. No matter the task, no matter the hour,
listening to Songs of Praise.
What do I fear? What's ahead? I remember what You said. You promised me you. gray skies blue makes all things new and cares for me the way you do. You bless me over and over again with mercy, grace, and love. I could thank you
before the great I am. When he looks at soul is dark with loneliness and reeling in despair. When those I love misunderstand me and leave me all alone, when everything around is shaken, you give strength to carry on. You are there to love me, you are there to guide me, you are there where no one else might be. Standing high upon the mountain while tasting victory, when my heart is full of courage and my soul is light and free, when those around me are all cheering, encouraging my way, I still find you are the truest friend who stands by me each day.
Where they go, if they lead through the temple, only preaching the word, or in homes of the poor and lowly serving the Lord. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where they go. Then at last, when on high he sees us our journey done, we will rest where the steps of Jesus stand at his throne. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where they go.
You're listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
grief I brood, lost in solitude. Yet I pray, I trust, I wait.
I'll endure the night.
The master of the sea, he'll give you peace. Sometimes his eyes were gentle and filled with laughter, and sometimes they cried. Sometimes there was a fire of holy anger in Jesus' eyes. But the eyes that saw hope in the hopeless, that saw through the fall to the knee, are the same eyes that look down from heaven into the deepest part of you and me. And his eyes are always upon us. His eyes never close in sleep. And no matter where you go, you will always be. His eyes. Sometimes his voice comes calling like rolling thunder, like driving rain. And sometimes his voice is quiet, and we start to wonder if he knows our pain. Spoke peace to the water, cares more for our hearts than the waves. And the voice that once said, "You're forgiven," still says, "You're forgiven today, today." Sometimes I look above me when stars are shining, and I feel so small. How could the God of heaven and all creation know I'm here at all? But then in the silence, he whispers, "My child, I created you too. And you're my most precious creation. I even gave my son for you." And his eyes are always upon you. His eyes never close in sleep. And no matter where you go, you will always be in his eyes.
No matter where you go,
always be in his eyes. Sometimes his eyes were gentle and filled with laughter.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays his power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled Unseen Angel in the Forest, and there's a reference from 2 Samuel 22, 3 and 4. The God of my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Saviour, you save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. One beautiful, chilly autumn morning, when I was about 4 years old, our family of five and our golden retriever piled into the cab of our old blue 69 Ford pickup for a day of cutting firewood in the National Forest. The cab always had a distinctive smell of chainsaw oil and fuel mixed with the smell of leaves and bark. Within a few minutes, we were winding along the gravel mountain roads, enjoying the sunrise and the songs of birds while searching for dead or down trees to cut. Soon, my father spotted a large dead tree, 3 feet in diameter, near the top of the ridge, several hundred feet above us. Parking the truck at the base of the ridge on a logging road, he got out of the truck to get a better look. The tree was far uphill from the road, but the plan was simple. Cut the logs at the top and roll them down the hill. A 300-pound log easily smashes and crushes just about anything small in its path as it tumbles and hurtles down the steep mountainside. As my father and 2 older siblings climbed the ridge to the tree, my mother gave me unmistakably clear instructions. You can either stay with Mummy in the cab of the truck, or you can play with your toy trucks on the ground in front of the truck. Then she stated very distinctly, as she pointed, "But do not go past the back tires of the pickup. It's dangerous back there." Soon, my father began cutting sections of the tree and rolling them down the ridge. It was very exciting to see these huge logs crashing through the brush, not comprehending the powerful forces behind a massive log tumbling down a mountain. I ignored her instructions and approached the back of the truck for an up-close look. Moments before, my dad, not seeing me in the danger zone, released a log which was thundering down the side of the ridge, straight for me. At the same moment, my mother realized with helpless terror that her son was not with her. Such a log would likely kill me instantly. My mother hurried over the scene to find me, but I was not smashed on the road where I'd been standing, and I was not under the log. I was stretched out, lying on top of the log where it had come to rest in the ditch. Quickly, she scooped me up into her arms and carried me into the cab of the pickup, where she checked me and found no injuries. I had disobeyed my mother, and it could easily have cost me my life. Why was I not dead? We believe my guardian angel was there to lift me above the log and then gently lay me on that same log after it came to rest. That day, God spared my life, even though I had been disobedient. When I am tempted to be discouraged in life, I remember the miracle that God worked for me that day. God has a plan for my life, and I desire to remain faithful to Him until death. A reflection associated with this story comes from Patriarchs and Prophets, page 243. The mother succeeded in concealing the child for 3 months, and there were other watchers. The mother's earnest prayers had committed her child to the care of God, and angels, unseen, hovered above his lowly resting place. Angels directed Pharaoh's daughter thither. Her curiosity was excited by the little basket, and as she looked upon the beautiful child within, she read the story at a glance. The tears of the babe awakened her compassion, and her sympathies went out to the unknown mother who had resorted to this means to preserve the life of her precious little one. She determined that he should be saved. She would adopt him as her own. The name of the story, Unseen Angel in the Forest, was written by Jonathan Dietrich. He's the director of Desert Tree Ministry in Chad, Africa. And if you want more details, you can visit this site, Desert Tree Ministry, all one word, deserttreeministry.org, for any more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com. Welcome to God's Favourite Shepherds, a collection of 39 short stories rounding out the lives of mainly lesser-known Bible characters, with many of the stories ending with a short quiz. Listen now to the author of God's Favourite Shepherds, Bill Ackland.
This story comes from what we term as the Old Testament, and it's entitled, A Mother Gives Away Her Son. And the story is to be found in 1 Samuel chapters 1 and 2. Ramathaim Zophim, that is also known as Ramah, is situated in the hill country of Ephraim, about 15 kilometres north of Jerusalem. This is my hometown. My husband's name is Elkanah, meaning God has redeemed. He is from the tribe of Levi, 18 generations from that son of Jacob of the same name. My life is not a happy one, for I am constantly mocked by Elkanah's other wife, Peninnah, who has many sons and daughters. I have none. My husband assures me he loves me dearly. He says that he is surely better to me than 10 sons. But that only serves to remind me I do not have 10 sons. Not even one. My life to me is one long heartache bathed in many tears. As my husband is a Levite, we make the journey together every year to Shiloh, which is the place where the tabernacle is located. Here he performs his duties and here we worship God. On one of our annual visits, I was weeping as I prayed silently in the tabernacle courtyard. I asked God that if he would give me a son, then I would return him to God to serve him all the days of his life. He would be a Nazarite, dedicated to God for special service. Eli, the high priest of the time, noticed my lips were moving, and thinking that I was affected by strong drink, admonished me. He said I should not do such a thing, especially coming to the house of the Lord in such a state. I assured him that I was not drunk, but in agony of spirit, I was praying to the Lord for a blessing that only he could give. I was encouraged when the high priest said, "May God grant you peace and the answer to your request." That made me happier, and I felt like eating again. The time came for us to return to Ramah. Imagine my joy when, not long after we returned home, I realized I was pregnant. After all these years of unhappiness, I could not adequately express the joy in my heart. When my baby boy was born, I called him Samuel, which means heard by God. When it was time for Elkanah to perform his work at the tabernacle the next year, all the family but Samuel and I went to Shiloh. I told my husband that I would not go up to worship until my baby was weaned. Then I would go to present him to the Lord, to live and work at the tabernacle and serve God in that special way. God had heard my prayers. I had promised to give my son back to the Lord, and I was determined to fulfill my promise. It would be painful, though, not to have my precious little boy at home with me. I was impressed that Samuel would do a great work for God. Israel surely needed someone to keep the nation true to our wonderful Lord. How my heart ached for my dear boy, especially when he was very young. I knew, though, that this was the right thing to do, especially when he became an adult and the judge and prophet of our nation. When Samuel was about 3 years of age, he was weaned. Now it was time for me to make the long journey to Shiloh to formally give him to God at the tabernacle. I took animals to sacrifice and an ephah of flour and a skin of wine for the ceremony. Eli met me outside the tabernacle. I reminded him that I was the woman who had prayed so earnestly to the Lord that day 3 years ago, and that I was not drunk as he had supposed I was. "Here is my son," I said. "I have lent him to the Lord for the rest of his life. He shall be his for as long as he lives." The years went by. We continued to worship each year. Then I would take a garment I had made for my son, each just a little larger than the one I made for him the previous year. For my act of thanks and devotion for giving me a son, God rewarded me by blessing me with a number of sons and two daughters. Never had I thought, when I wept for my childless grief, that I would one day be the mother of many children. My name is Hannah, which means graciousness. I would now like to share with you the prayer I sang that God inspired me to sing in gratitude for his great blessings. My heart exults in the Lord, my God. I am made strong in the Lord. I can smile now at those who mock me, for I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy but the Lord, for there is none just like you. You are the great rock on which we rest. Let no one boast in his presence. Let no pompous words come from our mouths. For it is the Lord who is the God of all knowledge. Only he can determine the reasons for our actions. The mighty are soon humbled when their bows are broken, but those who felt defeated are given extra strength. The wealthy now have to labour for their bread, but those who are hungry are now full. She who is barren has seven children, and she who has borne many is now frail. The Lord can bring death and make alive again. He places men in the grave and can bring them out. The Lord brings poverty and gives riches. He humbles the proud and exalts the humble. For those who struggle for their daily bread, he places ample food on their table. He dusts off the ashes from the beggar, placing them among the princes of the country, and gives them a right to a glorious throne. For the foundations of the earth were established by the Lord, and the world rests upon them. He will protect the feet of the saints wherever they walk, but no sound will come from the wicked in their dark place. A man shall not prevail by his own strength, for those who fight against the Lord will end up in little pieces. He will send his loud thunder against them. The Lord will judge to the furthest parts of the earth. He will give strength to his own king and exalt the might of his anointed. And so ends Hannah's story. There is now a brief quiz concerning this story, so see how you do in answering these questions. What was the name of the tribal land where Elkanah's family lived? How far from Jerusalem was their hometown of Ramah? What work did Elkanah do once a year? Did Hannah have any more children after Samuel?
You've been listening to God's Favoured Shepherds, a book with 39 short stories rounding out the lives of mainly lesser-known Bible characters. If you have any comments or questions, or to obtain a copy of this book, give us a call within Australia on 02-4973-3456 or send an email to radio@3abnaustralia.org.au. We'd love to hear from you.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.